Hi, this is Marilee Bradley on MyBridge Radio, keeping you connected. Moms, I don't know if you're like me, but over the last decade of being the primary caregiver for my young kids, I've begun to feel like the only people I have anything to offer are other moms or young kids. I've developed such a specialized skill set of tricks for getting kids to eat vegetables and ways to get grass stains out of pants, I can't imagine that anybody who isn't in my same stage of life would have any use for me. So it was with some fear and trembling that this week I was able to speak to a group of college students about how the gospel shapes our identity. I brought my son with me, and he sat with a young man named Trevor who works with the college ministry and has become like part of our family over the last 2 years. After I spoke, there was a time of worship, and I found myself choking back tears as I heard my son and Trevor from their seats behind me join voices to sing, "Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God." I thought about each of their unique stories and how God has brought us together as part of His body. I'm thankful for the impact Trevor has had on my kids and that we've been able to invest in him too. I'm glad we didn't feel too separated by our ages and stages to realize we needed the gifts the other one had to share. Moms, we have more to offer the world than just our unique knowledge of nursery rhymes or our secret mac and cheese recipes, as important as those things are. There are people that need the compassion and empathy we've developed through our motherhood experiences. They need someone to listen to them, love them, and give them wisdom. This week, let's look for the people in the margins and on the fringes of our community who might just need a mom to look out for them. Let's be the kind of moms who save room for loving those outside our family too. Who knows? They might really appreciate that secret mac and cheese recipe. This is Marilee Bradley on MyBridge Radio, connecting you to a mother's heart for God.